This is Akashwani Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, said that in recent years, the North East has become a center stage of development in the country. Addressing the media in New Delhi today, the minister said that the region has seen a speedy growth across the sectors, including connectivity and communication through various policies and programs implemented by the central government. Union Minister of Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, on his first day of three-day visit to Nagaland, today said that with 10% of the gross budgetary support amounting to over 1 lakh crore rupees annually being directed to the Northeast, numerous developmental projects have been implemented, unlocking the potential of what the Prime Minister calls Ashtalakshmi, the 8 states of the Northeast. He said the Act East, Act Fast and Act First policy has yielded significant dividends for the region. Arunachal Pradesh Governor Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnayak visited Sainik School Rewa, Madhya Pradesh today, marking an emotional homecoming to his alma mater and the institution where he was part of the first batch in 1962. Addressing the cadets, the governor reminded them that true leadership lies in communication, empathy, collaboration and the ability to influence others with integrity, skills that will be essential as they step forward to serve the nation and contribute to the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta undertook a comprehensive review of major infrastructure assets in Anini on the third and final day of his official tour to Dibang Valley today. The Chief Secretary inspected the newly constructed mini secretariat, the district hospital, the Panchayat guest house cum heritage center and the Krishi Vigyan Kendras. The visit focused on assessing infrastructure readiness, quality of execution and the functional integration of these facilities into the district's administrative and public service ecosystem. Similarly, yesterday, the Chief Secretary reviewed the progress of major ongoing projects with particular emphasis on flagship initiatives under the Vibrant Village program. Maji Chokar, member of the Arunachal Pradesh State Food Commission, during his visit to Zero on Wednesday, convened a detailed review meeting. The discussion focused on PDS, midday meal scheme, food hygiene, transportation challenges, and the effective implementation of central and state food security schemes, along with the interventions required to strengthen delivery mechanisms. Mr. Chokar further informed that the government is planning to introduce age-specific food testing facilities at the district level, particularly keeping in mind the nutritional needs of children under the midday meal scheme. He urged all departments to intensify public awareness and outreach efforts to so that eligible beneficiaries fully benefit from government interventions. In Tawang, Prince Dhawan, Executive Director, Project Management Division of the revamped Distribution Sector Scheme, REC Limited, yesterday conducted a comprehensive review of the RDSS implementation in Arunachal Pradesh during a high-level meeting. He stressed on prioritizing the completion of smart metering in all 42 identified towns of the state. During the meeting, the executive director issued several pivotal instructions to fast-track statewide RDSS progress. A coordination meeting with all contesting candidates and representatives of political parties under the Zila Parishad constituency and Gram Panchayat segments of Tezu was convened on Wednesday at Tezu, Lohit district. The meeting was chaired by Shri Sotailum Belai, returning officer for 2nd Tezu Zila Parishad constituency, who reviewed the district-level participations. He also urged the government officers on election duty to apply for voters on election duty within the stipulated timeline. Union Minister of Women and Child Development Annapurna Devi today launched the 100-day intensive awareness campaign for a child marriage-free Bharat in New Delhi, marking the first anniversary of the Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat campaign. Speaking on the occasion, WCD Minister Annapurna Devi said that the government has set a target to make India child marriage-free by 2030. She further noted that with the active participation of society, communities and citizens, the country is steadily progressing towards becoming Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat. South Mizoram's Lunglei district on Wednesday was honored with the national award in the Best District category for its outstanding work in the effective implementation of the Accessible India campaign, Sugamya Bharat Abhiyan, and for its achievements in creating a barrier-free environment. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.